Sports Time is next, sponsored by members of WRCO's Sports Booster Club.
Richards Insurance. See the people you can trust at Richards Insurance, your independent insurance agency serving all of Southwest Wisconsin. Richland Electric Cooperative is proud to offer many services to its members and area residents. Richland Electric Co-op is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. And Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Call them for a free estimate on a new high-efficiency Carrier gas furnace. Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. 647-5500.
The Richland Center Ithaca cross country team got off to a great start for its season. Big wins today for the high school girls, boys, and middle school boys. Owen Dreyer and Pearl Fretz won the high school races, with many teammates medaling inside the top 10. Mercy Fretz nearly completed and came from behind to win near the finish line in the middle school race, but ended with a second place. A great start to the season for Coach Eric Mindham and the team. First of all, for the boys, Owen Dreyer, first place, 16:33 his time. Braden Burns was fifth overall with a time of 18:03, and Benjamin Santel was sixth, William Harpin seventh. So four RCI runners within the top 10. Ben Waterfall, Samuel Harpin also finished in the top 20. Andrew Melby was 21st. For Kickaboo Lafarge boys, Lane Miller was 22nd, Talon Johnson 23rd, Braden Turgeson 26th, Brady Walker 29th overall for the Kickaboo Lafarge boys. For the girls, Richland Center Ithaca first, Pearl Fretz with a time of 20:48, Margaret Lawless was second, 21:04, Adeline Lawless was 8th, 22:49, and Ava Martin, 22:52. So again, four runners within the top 10. Rachel Waterfall was 16th, Lacey Allball 33rd, and Ava Gottschall was 40th overall. For the Kickaboo Lafarge girls, Kendall Andelsek was 12th, Colby Andelsek was 13th, Aubrey White Murphy 32nd, and Ella Goodwin Schiffler was 35th. Today, the Riverdale running team was at the Iowa Grant Invitational. Riverdale boys led by Wyatt Schramm, 19th overall. Kalen Williamson was 41st. Dylan Topper, Alan Horton, and Mark Wilkie also ran for Riverdale boys. River Valley, a part of the Maple Grove in West Salem meet. Overall, River Valley's boys, 10th place finish. Nathan Hamilton, their top runner, he was 5th with a time of 18:03. Ramsey Amble was 42nd. Boscobel finished 4th as a team in the big meet. Kipton Brown had the top time, 18:13, and Greg Fry was 15th overall. Owen Bacon was 20th. Also for the girls' results, River Valley's Molly Moss led the way, River Valley finishing 4th as a team. Brielle Grant was 9th, and the Boscobel girls' team finished 7th. Their top runner, Paige Carnop, who was 16th at the meet, and Kylie Kinnerdahl with a finish of 24th. Last night in high school football, Potosi Cassville a winner against Richland Center, 35-0. Wisconsin Dells eke out a close one against River Valley, 33-28. Riverdale with a win, improving their season record to 1-1 with a 32-7 win over Hillsboro. Fenimore 63, Boscobel 18, Cuba City 39-28 over Lancaster. Prairie du Chien got the win against Prescott, 43-12. Mineral Point edged Platteville, 28-27. Iowa Grant 33 and Dodgeville 16. Brookwood beat Viroqua 34-6, the final score. Eight-player football, a big win for Kickaboo Lafarge, 46-6. Logan Henderson gave up one hit over seven innings, and Jake Bowers reached base five times and scored twice in his return to the lineup as the Brewers defeated the Rangers last night 6-1. The Brewers, now 84-51, who have the best record in the majors, moved a season high 8 games ahead of the Cubs for the top spot in the National League Central. Tonight, pregame time 5:40, first pitch time at 6:15. Cubs star Pete Crow Armstrong is adding to his case the NL MVP award. Crow Armstrong has homered 3 times against the Reds. The All-Star center fielder also singled and scored in the 4th. Crow Armstrong making a bid to unseat Dodgers star Shohei Ohtani as the National League MVP after the Japanese slugger took home the honor each of the previous 2 years. Kyle McCord threw 4 touchdown passes, including 2 to Keyshawn Johnson in the last 3.5 minutes of the game, and the Packers rallied to beat the Cardinals last night 42-38. Packers coach Matt LaFleur says there are no plans for the team to release Josh Jacobs as the 3-time Pro Bowl running back faces 2 misdemeanor charges stemming from what police have described as a physical confrontation with his girlfriend. That is an update on sports on this Saturday. I am Phil Nee.
All American, helping make all of your jobs easier. Visit All American Do It Centers in Tolma, Sparta, and Richland Center. Stafford Funeral Home, families will find that they are willing to work with them to provide services from the traditional to completely personalized. And Bob at Chitwood Electric, providing sales and service of electric motors and Schaefer barn fans, plus electric motor rewinding and repair.